Hi, Becky.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good.
How can I help you today?
Well, recently I built a new MI home, and I have a rather deep divot right where the garage door meets the floor of my garage. And every time it rains or snows, I wind up with a big puddle there. And MI has advised me that, you know, the depth meets the industrial standard. And what they tried to do and fix it was to replace the rubber seal on the bottom of the garage door that...
So that the water wouldn't come in, right.
A better seal.
But the problem is
when you're... it's too deep still for that to work.
So that even when the garage door's down, you can still see a gap under the door.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Those industry standards, I have all kinds of issues with those things because it's like the... I'll tell you what it's like. The best analogy I could give, it'd be like if a wolf or a fox... if a fox was a locksmith, it'd be the fox would be putting the lock on the hen house door.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, it's like they've got the key, man. They know how to get in. So here's what I would recommend. I mean, I have a similar problem. Just for, you know what, I don't often talk about mistakes. But in my own home that I built, you know, supposedly Mr. Perfection, when we poured my garage floor like 19, 20 years ago, right in front of one of my doors, the concrete right where the door closes is fine. I mean, it's perfectly level, you know, so when the door comes down, it seals completely. But just inside the door, about 18 inches, somehow, some way, don't ask me how it happened, but there's a depression that's about a half inch deep where I get a puddle that's maybe about 30 inches in diameter, you know, and the water collects there. And it just bothers the dickens out of me, you know, because like if I come in the garage and the car's wet from a rain, you know, you got all that dripping water and then it collects in that puddle. So all I do with it is I just bought one of those stupid squeegees and I just squeegee it out, you know, and it's just an aggravation to me. Now, because the only way to fix it, just so you know, and it's you're going to notice it. I mean, this is the problem. You can put a thin concrete overlay, and actually in your case, I wouldn't even call it concrete. I would call it stucco, you know, where you would just mix up fine sand, maybe some coarse sand and Portland cement. I've got an article about this on my website, okay? If you just type concrete overlay, there's like 3, 4, or 5 columns about this. And you would actually trowel this on, this depression area, and you could actually feather it out. If you use fine enough sand, you know, I mean like silica sand, which you can buy in a bag, where this patch would end, you know, and the regular concrete begin again, it would be, you'd almost be able to feather it out to the thinness of, like, drywall compound. All right?
Yeah.
So, but the problem is, so in other words, I can take away this divot. In other words, if I came out to your house or somebody who knew what they were doing, even you can, I'm telling you, this is a do-it-yourself job. You could fix it. It would not, you'd have no more water problems, no nothing. The only trouble you're going to, and also this patch will not come up. I mean, it will stay down if you do it my way. The trouble is, it's going to look different. I mean, if you can live with the color differentiation, you see what I mean? Because it's going to have a completely different color than your current garage floor. Then if you can live with that color differentiation, you can get rid of the problem. I didn't want to do that in my garage.
Well,
that's why I haven't fixed mine.
It's not the color differential problem that would bother me because I plan to paint it all with that epoxy paint.
Okay, well then it's an easy fix. Then you can get rid of it. It's simple.
What is your posture on the thresholds that they're talking about using? You know, I did some.
Oh, where they glue that thing down? Do not do that. Don't do it. You don't need to do that because this concrete overlay is going to work perfectly.
Okay.
I mean, especially now that you're going to epoxy it, then this is a quick fix. This is no big deal.
Okay.
All right, just go. Yeah, read. You got to read. There must be 4 or 5 columns about that concrete overlay. So find them all. Actually, what we're doing is we're assembling them all into like online courses. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you can actually just, you'll be able to read one, and each day I just send you a new part of the course.
Okay.
Okay, pal?
I appreciate it.
All right,
it
if you have any
much.
Trouble finding them, just email me back.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks
Tim.
For calling. Okay, good luck. You'll have no issues with this. Just follow my instructions to the letter, and that patch will stay on there forever.